there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start with local updates. And convicted terrorists Brandon Lee and Tony Lee Tulsi have been released on parole. They have entered into a plea agreement deal with the state after spending 6 years behind bars awaiting trial. They were arrested in July 2016 on charges of conspiracy, incitement to commit terrorism, and conspiring and attempting to commit acts associated with terrorist activities after plotting to blow up the United States Embassy and Jewish institutions in South Africa on behalf of terror group Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant ISIL. They also pled guilty for attempting to travel to Syria twice in 2015 to join the Islamic State and ISIL for terrorist activities and to downloading ISIL literature, including manuals on manufacturing and obtaining explosives. Moving on to news from Israel, and a recent major reform shul now allows for children with Jewish fathers and non-Jewish mothers to be acknowledged as Jewish without having to undergo a conversion process. Edgware and Hendon, EHRS, have announced a generational change, making it the latest and certainly the largest progressive congregation to sign up to the inherited status policy, first introduced by the reform movement 7 years ago. Under the policy approved by Reform's Beth Din, to have inherited status, children must have been raised as Jewish. However, Orthodox Jewish synagogues, including some Reform synagogues, maintain that to be considered Jewish without conversion, a child's mother must be Jewish. Well, Jewish schools in the United Kingdom are singing their praises for their students for obtaining outstanding A-level results, with some schools reporting that more students than ever before have received the highest grades. The Jewish Community Secondary School in Barnet, North London, has recorded a record-breaking year, with 78% of students receiving A-level subject achievements of grade B or better. At King Solomon High School in Ilford in East London, nearly half of the results, 49%, were graded between A and B, with all candidates in its art and digital photography and religious studies receiving top grades. Emmanuel College in Bushey, Hertfordshire, said this year had produced the second best exam results in the school's history, with 88% of results between A and B, whilst Jaffna College in Borehamwood announced that it was sending 6 students to Oxbridge to study medicine after a brilliant set of results. Sport will always prove to be a platform to bridge one's differences, and recently, 100 students participated in an interfaith basketball clinic in California, led by Turkish NBA player Enes Kanter Freedom and Jewish college basketball star Ryan Terrell. Freedom emphasized that the event provided an opportunity for all to put their differences on the table and find out what one has in common, whilst Terrell pointed out that it doesn't matter what religion one is, as long as you work hard on your objectives, you can accomplish anything. Well, it's time now for a weekly roundup. Let's see what made headlines this week. You could say from an in-case-you-missed-it perspective. Israel and Turkey established full diplomatic relations on Wednesday. That's 4 years after the two countries cut relations over the killing of 60 Palestinians by Israeli forces during protests on the Gaza border against the opening of the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made inflammatory remarks during a press conference in Germany, which were met with global outrage that Israel committed 50 Holocausts. That was in response to a question posed to him about the forthcoming 50th anniversary of the attack on the Israeli team at the Munich Olympics. From Canada, Anita Neville, a former Member of Parliament and a prominent member of the Winnipeg Jewish community, was named Manitoba's next Lieutenant Governor. She is the first Jewish person to ever hold such an appointment. A synagogue in the Sheep's Head Bay section of Brooklyn, New York, was vandalized with the word Hitler spray-painted on the side of the building. Rabbi Asher Altshul of Congregation Beth Shalom of Kings Bay came across this when he arrived for work. And Israel makes its mark in the film industry. The movie Concerned Citizen is now available on HBO in countries including Spain, Sweden, Poland, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Romania, Norway, Finland, and Croatia. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.